Now, the problem is that in the original model data set, the HER2 status was unknown because obviously we weren't measuring it routinely at that time. And so what we had to do was to take these hazard ratios, which, if I remind you, were HER2 positive versus being HER2 negative, and alter them so that the hazard ratio for HER2 status unknown was 1. And what the model works out, if you do that, is if you're HER2 negative, in the ER negative group, if you're HER2 negative, you have a hazard ratio of just less than 1, and if you're HER2 positive, you have a hazard ratio of 1.29.